Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm really happy to see all of you and that your alarm clocks worked like mine did and they woke us up an entire hour early. When's November? When I was growing up in elementary school, there was a game that we would play on cold days, you know, days when it was too cold to play around outside. We would go into the gym and we would play. So unfortunately, in Minnesota, that was probably more days than I care to count, but there's the truth of it. We would play a game called Chickens Come Home to Roost, all right? There was lots of running and screaming and catching. It was kind of like tag on a large yet still limited scale. See, there was one student placed in the middle of the gym, and they were the fox. Right? And all of us little kids were on the other end of the gymnasium. And the teachers standing in the bleachers would say, "Chickens, come home to roost." And all of us kids on the side would scream out, "We can't! The fox will get us!" And the last thing the teacher would say is, "Come home," and then we were supposed to run from one end of the gym to the other as fast as we could, avoiding the fox. Because if the fox caught you, you became another fox, and so you helped to try to catch more and more chickens, all right? So there was a lot of running and a lot of dodging and a lot of all kinds of things, but for the most part, you wanted to be a fox because there was really less running. You know, there it is. Foxes and hens. These are the terms that Jesus is using this morning, the images and the metaphors he uses to try to teach us something profound today. Because the fox is sly and deceptive and destructive. And the fox is not lifted up by Jesus for us to emulate at all. And then you have the mother hen, maternal, caring, weak, powerless. The world is not lifting up the hen for us to emulate ever. But if we think about it, the truth is that most of us would rather be foxes. We want to be sly and powerful, dangerous, even destructive. It's what this world seems to desire in business managers and presidential candidates. And so we're all looking for foxes. This morning in the gospel, Jesus calls King Herod a fox. Now, Herod the Great, this King Herod's father, he was the one who killed all of those little children, hoping to kill the baby Jesus when the Magi left. And this King Herod, he himself had enjoyed John the Baptist's preaching right up until John began to talk about his marriage to his brother Philip's wife. Then he had John the Baptist locked up, but only when it was most convenient for him. And eventually he had John the Baptist beheaded once again when it was most to his advantage. And with Jesus, Herod had been worried that it was going to be John all over again. And Herod had kept his distance for a while, but today we hear reported to Jesus that Herod is out to kill Jesus as well. Jesus was no longer something that Herod could ignore, and it has now become convenient and to his advantage for Herod to look to kill him. Herod was a fox. He was duplicitous. He was conniving. He listened and tried to do well right up until doing well ran into his political or self-serving needs. Then get out of his way. Herod's entire family had been and continued to be into deception and destruction. Jesus knew it and called it. Herod was a fox. But Herod was a fox that Jesus was not going to worry about. Herod was not going to get in the way of Jesus' ministry. Herod could try all that he wanted, but Herod was not going to stop the love of God from being shared. And so Jesus didn't worry about that fox. Instead, Jesus compared himself to a mother hen. Now, hens are not known for their strength or their cunning. They are never going to stop a fox. But they will lead their chicks to safety, even if that safety is being sheltered by her while she gives herself to the fox. In the face of the destructive power of the world, Jesus wants to cover us and protect us In the face of the deceptive power of the world, Jesus wants to guide us and keep us safe. Jesus is showing us today that though the world might look upon the love and compassion that comes from God as weak, it is truly the most powerful force available. Foxes like Herod may seem to win. They may destroy, but they will never truly defeat the love of God. Jesus' life and ministry is all about showing us that truth. From his birth through his ministry, Jesus is showing us the power of God's love, power to change lives, to give strength, power to forgive. And as Jesus turns to face towards Jerusalem, Jesus will show us the true extent of God's love, how far it will take Jesus, and how far it is calling all of us. See, Jerusalem, that is where Jesus is heading. Jerusalem. That is where Jesus will meet his end. Jerusalem, a city that David brought to glory. It is the site of the temple. It is the seat for the Roman governor. Jerusalem is, even to this day, an important place. And in the gospel today, Jesus laments over Jerusalem, calling it the place that kills the prophets and stones those sent to it. You see, because Jerusalem was supposed to be the place where God lived. It was meant to be God's glorious home here on earth, and yet it had become a den of foxes. It has become a place where deception and destruction are more readily seen than compassion or care. Now, right now, in reality, it is our hearts that are meant to be the dwelling place of God. It isn't just one place in geography, but God lives in all of us. Paul tells us it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so we now are Jerusalem, at least metaphorically. And so Jesus continues to lament over us as well. Because Jesus was lamenting the fact that Jerusalem too often turned to foxes for answers. Just like we do. We turn to foxes for answers. We look to be deceptive in our own actions, making us look better, or at least making someone else look worse. We look to use cunning to make what we want sound good to those around us. We don't look with compassion at the people around us, but rather at how we can take advantage of them for our benefit. There are even times when we won't stop short of destruction, whether of others or even ourselves. Today, Jesus is trying to show us and lead us on a different path. Jesus is trying to show us that we can live a God-blessed life without being foxes. In fact, the only way to truly live a God-blessed life is to let go of your inner fox. Instead, we are called to be mother hens. Now, that's not a safe job in a world of foxes, but it is Jesus' preferred method. You can't force someone to change their mind by brute force or conniving, but you can love them to be different. You shouldn't toss your neighbor into the maw of the oncoming fox. Instead, you are to discover a way to guide them to safety or offer yourself. We are called to love this world to be different. In today's story, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he knows that he will die there. He goes anyway because he also knows that he will rise again there in Jerusalem. Jesus knows that no matter what manner of violence is used, it will never be more powerful than the love that comes from God. So Jesus is calling us to make our own trip to Jerusalem every day. Our lives are called to a loving ministry of care and compassion, living for the sake of family, friends, neighbors, strangers, even enemies. There are foxes out there, and Jesus is asking us not to join them and not to let them stop the love of God from flowing. Living as a Christian can be a scary thing. But living as a Christian also means that God is always with you, even in the scary moments. God's love is unconditional and it never ends. God loves us all so much, too much, to let us continue to be foxes. So then let us go into the world as Jesus went, caring, guiding, living, and dying in love. The love from God is always enough, and it is always something that we can cling to as we go into the world in love, making God's vision into our mission. Amen.